Ranking in local search can be an absolute game changer, either for businesses that have lots of local branches or even just one local branch, or for businesses that are maybe online but have a presence in lots of different places. But optimizing for local SEO can be really tricky, particularly if there are loads of different locations. And local SEO has its own set of rules. It has some unique ranking factors if you want to get ranked in the map that aren't specific to regular rankings. So you essentially need to create a local SEO strategy for each location that you want to target, and you need to do the work for each location. Then, of course, you've got to think about, do you want to rank in the map pack? Do you want to rank in the regular organic results? Is it possible to rank in both? All of this can feel really overwhelming, but don't worry, we've done multi-location SEO for a huge number of clients over the years, from private hospitals, legal firms, various different clinics, financials, retailers, whatever. We know the ins and outs, and that's what we're going to break down in this podcast episode, how to rank multiple locations on Google. Let's do it.
Welcome to the Exposure Ninja Digital Marketing Podcast.
Welcome to the Exposure Ninja Digital Marketing Podcast. My name's Tim Cameron Kitchen. I'm the founder of Exposure Ninja. We're a digital marketing agency. We help our clients to generate more leads online. And one of the ways that we do this is through local SEO. Now, we're going to break down local SEO into two main areas. If you do a local search on Google, what you'll typically notice is that you've got a map with some local listings in the map. That's called the map pack. We're going to cover that later. But you'll also notice that there are some regular organic results on that page as well. And these are just locally targeted pages ranking on people's websites. We're going to cover this section first because the regular SEO work that you do will also impact your ranking in the maps. Okay, the first thing that we need to do then, if we're going to be ranking locally, is we need to have individual pages for each of the locations that you want to rank in. So this is really important because it's a way of signaling to Google that you are relevant, your business is a relevant search result in the locations that you want to target. It can be quite a pain to have to build out these individual location pages for each of the different locations that you target, particularly if you have a huge number of locations, but it is definitely worth it. Let me just talk you through some pages. I'm going to be talking through a whole bunch of different examples as we go through today. Some of them are going to be Exposure Ninja clients. Some of them are going to be other businesses that I found online, which just nicely illustrate a point. Now, the first example I'm looking at here is one of our legal clients, and they offer a service across Texas, but they also offer a service in various sort of cities inside Texas. So what we've done for them is we've built a location page for each of their key services. Okay, so in the page I'm looking at, they're a car accident lawyer. So there's a car accident lawyer page for Texas as a whole. And on this page, we've given a bunch of information and specific data about what car accidents look like in Texas and how many people are involved and the process of finding a lawyer for all of this type of stuff. But we've also done this for the individual cities inside Texas that they want to rank for. So I'm looking at the page for McAllen in Texas. And we've done a similar thing where we've given some information about what car accidents, the process that you use in McAllen, Texas, if you want to find a lawyer after having a car accident. Now, in another client here, I'm looking at an audiology clinic that we've worked with, and we helped them grow from 3 locations to 8 locations across sort of Kent and London. And what we've done is we've built separate pages on their site for each of their different locations. I'm looking at one of them now, and we've got some information about the location of the business. We've got their address, phone number, specific headline about this location. Then we've got a picture of the staff in this location. We've got some information about the services they offer in this location. We've got some specific reviews from their patients in this area as well. And then we've got content on this page which is tailored to this location. Further down, there's a map which shows the local area and pinpoints the Google Business page location of this branch. Okay, so what we're trying to do is we're trying to give Google as much confidence as possible to say that when somebody searches for whatever hearing aids in this location, this page is super relevant and we have a presence in this location. So this is like the first job. It's these dedicated location pages for each of the locations that you serve. Now, this can feel quite tricky because you're like, well, how am I going to come up with enough content for each of the pages? I'm going to talk through the approach that we've taken is super in-depth, right? So these pages I'm looking at are like, I don't know how many scrolls. They're probably 15, 20 page scrolls on desktop. These are really long, in-depth pages. If you've got thousands of locations, obviously that's not really feasible. So I'm going to talk about how you would deal with that. Basically, the example that I'm going to use is a storage company. So I've just searched for best local self-storage near Guildford. And the businesses that are showing up here in the regular organic results are all large national brands that have lots of different locations. And the pages that are ranking are their individual location pages near Guildford, which is an area just south of London in the UK. So the pages that have ranked here, I'm just on one of them now, on Big Yellow Storage, and the location itself is called Guildford Slyfield. A lovely name. The page heading is Guildford Slyfield Self Storage. We've got a picture of this particular storage location. We've got some reviews that are specific to this location. We've got the name, address, and phone number of this location, a specific email, specific opening times. We've got the stores listed that are nearby. Then we've got information about this store's features. So all of this is pretty standard stuff at the moment, right? You could do this on a sort of programmatic basis across thousands of locations if you needed to. But they've also added some more specific information, which I think is really key because you want to make these pages as good as possible. So they've added some information about the history of this store, where it's located, the industrial estate that it's on, the fact that they opened it, you know, when they opened it, the fact that it was a second store in Guildford, blah, 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 blah. Then further down, we've got a section on supporting the Guildford Slyfield community. And we've got some local organizations that this business supports, such as the Story Pocket Theatre, the Fountain Centre, the Guildford Lions Club. Now, why are they adding this? Well, I would imagine what they're trying to do is they're firstly trying to build credibility with the local audience. So if I'm a local person, I come on this page and go, yeah, this is a huge national brand, but actually, wait, they do have a legit local presence and they even support local organizations. That's going to build credibility with the audience. Secondly, it's going to show some relevance with the content on this page for the location that they're targeting because these are local organizations, right? So this is a way of them adding locally focused content. But thirdly, I would imagine that they've got some sort of sponsorship relationship with these organizations. And if I had to hazard a guess, I would imagine that somewhere on the websites for these locations, for these organizations, there is going to be a link back to this business. And there's probably going to be a name, address, phone number, citation, if this company has done a great job of you know, handling those sponsorships, back to the locations that they want to rank. So this is a way of making this national business, which could otherwise appear quite faceless, actually a part of the local community and help with some of the SEO ranking signals that are going to be really key to getting this visibility for all of the different locations. So that's how you handle building out the content for these types of pages. Another thing to keep in mind is the URL or the page structure of all of these. So for example, going on the Tesco website, Tesco is a UK superstore. They've got, I don't know, thousands of stores across the UK. So they've got thousands of these locally focused pages. So where do you put them on the website? Well, for Tesco, what they've done is they've categorized these by county. The equivalent would be, I guess, state in the US. So the URLs will be tesco.com/store locator/Nottingham, which is like the city, and then /Long Row or whatever the, you know, whatever the specific address of the local store is. And by doing that, there's a very clear hierarchy of folders and subfolders that show Google that this is a store, but this store belongs to the Nottingham folder. So this store is in Nottingham. There's a very clear hierarchy there. So that's a nice way of organizing it. So what about near me searches? What if somebody searches for, I'm looking at an example here, a business called Thai Food Near Me. So that's their name, Thai Food Near Me. This harks back to the old days of the Exact Match domain, where if you wanted to get ranked for Thai Food Near Me, all you needed to call your business was Thai Food Near Me. Now, perhaps ominously, this restaurant looks to be shut down. And luckily, SEO isn't that basic, where if we want to get ranked for something near me, we just call our name that. Most of the time, if you search for something near me, like Thai restaurant near me, Google knows your location, and it's just going to show you businesses is going to show you map pack and organic results for the nearest town or city that you're in. Okay, so you're going to see exactly the same thing for Thai restaurant near me than you would if you put Thai restaurant, you know, and then your location. So in order to get ranking for these types of searches, all we need to do is focus on the towns and cities that our business is located in, and we will pick up visibility for the near me's. All right, another thing that we need to talk about before we move on to talking about the map pack is the sorts of phrases like best whatever in wherever, right? Best hairdressers in London or best vegan restaurants in San Francisco. So there's a couple of ways that you can get visibility for these types of searches. Actually, there's really three main ways. Firstly is sometimes Google just shows like restaurants in San Francisco. It's almost ignores the best modifier and just shows you local restaurants in San Francisco. Sometimes there is a website, like a third party website, which has a list of the best restaurants in San Francisco. This might be like a Yelp or a TripAdvisor or something like that. And obviously getting featured in there can be one way of doing it. Another way of doing it is sometimes you'll actually see businesses publish their own best vegan restaurants in San Francisco, even if they are one of the restaurants on this list. And this can actually work really effectively. So another way of getting local visibility, I'm looking at a site here on Bridge Coffee Roasters. So they're a coffee roasting company. And this is actually on the wholesale section of their website, the five best coffee roasters in Wales 2024. And they've listed some different coffee roasters that that they've picked, and they've given their sort of methodology at the top. Now, this company, the company that's published this guide, is a wholesaler. So there's a very real possibility that they are the supplier or the wholesaler for some or all of these coffee roasters, but we don't really know. The point is that you can get content ranking for this type of best of search even if you are one of the businesses referenced. I don't expect this is going to last forever on Google, but right now it is working. So what you can do is write a really detailed article, making sure that you're not just referencing you. It has to be useful. Think about the user statistics that you're going to need to see on that page to give Google the justification to continue ranking it, right? You're going to probably have to build links to this page as well. But if you write that content, if you get it ranking nicely, this can be a great source of traffic and visibility for you. And of course, if you're listing yourself at the top and then you're giving clear criteria about why you are the best, fair enough, you're going to get some business from that. Now, if you're taking this sort of approach, if you're trying to build a local visibility using pages on your website, really good idea to start with some local searches and see how well optimized your competitors are. So I've just made a search on Google for weight loss clinic Chelsea, London. So this might be the sort of search I'd be doing if we were researching a new client that had a chain of weight loss clinics around the country and we wanted to optimize each of their clinics for visibility in the local area. So we might search for weight loss clinic Chelsea, London. You might also do this if you were an individual clinic in Chelsea in London. Now, when I scroll down the page to the regular organic results, so I have to go past the map pack to get the regular organic results. We'll come back to the map pack in a minute, remember? But what I'm seeing is I'm seeing a mixture of websites here. I'm seeing some single location places. The Chelsea Practice is one, so that's obviously based in Chelsea. They don't need to rank for, you know, multi-locations. Then I'm seeing some sort of directory type sites. There's one called Fresher, which is a directory. There's one called Treatwell, which is a directory. And I'm not familiar with these particular ones, but I'd imagine they're just sort of aggregators. They have local listings in and you probably pay to get sponsored visibility or increase your visibility or whatever. But what I'm not seeing, I'm seeing some other practices ranking, but they're not ranking with specific location pages. They're not ranking with pages targeting specifically Chelsea, London. They might just be targeting, you know, I've got one here that's the Nimmo Clinic, their medical weight loss program page is ranking. They have multiple locations, but it's not the weight loss Chelsea page that's ranking, and they actually don't have a weight loss Chelsea page. So if I'm looking at a sort of a search results page like this, I'm seeing opportunity here to build these dedicated location pages. If I was working for the Nimmo Clinic, this is one of the ways that we would increase that visibility. We build out dedicated landing pages and see if we could beat some of these directory results that are showing up in the search results. So that's how I'd sort of begin to start a bit of competitor analysis to work out whether this approach is going to make sense. Okay, and of course, when we're building these location pages, we need to make sure they're good quality. That goes without saying. We're not just building junky pages and then just find and replace the location, because people are going to bounce off that. They're going to realize that they're total garbage. So if you're thinking, hey, wait, I could just hook up ChatGPT and churn out thousands of these pages, I would actually try a little bit harder than that. I think it's going to be worth writing really good quality, decent, focused local content in order to get these pages ranking. We've seen time and time again how getting ranking using this sort of strategy can be worth its weight in gold. So don't try and shortcut this if it means that the result is going to be really poor. Okay, let's talk about the map pack then. Let's talk about how to get ranking in these local results. Of course, doing good SEO and having good visibility generally is going to help your ranking, help your visibility in the local results as well. You need a Google business page, you need a Google business profile in order to have any visibility in the map pack. Google used to just like automatically create profiles. I haven't seen it doing that for a long time. Most businesses have a Google business profile that's set up anyway. So you need to make sure that you've claimed this and that you've got full access to it. I'm not going to talk through the process of, you know, optimizing your local business profile and things like this. You're a functional adult. You can log into your Google My Business page. You can make sure it's filled out completely. You can make sure all your services are in there. You can make sure that you're adding like updates and posts to make it look really complete. That'll be great. It's pretty straightforward how you would do that. So I'm not gonna insult your intelligence by telling you how to fill out a Google business page. But let's talk about some of the other features and how to improve your visibility of the business page once you've got set up. Obviously, one of the things that's most obvious about Google business profiles is the reviews. And there's a bit of a sort of split opinion in the SEO community about whether reviews directly influence your ranking in local. It's not uncommon to see pretty poorly reviewed businesses ranking well. I'm looking at one here for best private hospitals in New York City, and actually the businesses that are ranking are really poorly reviewed. There's one really good review one, but one of them has like an average review rating of 1.9 stars, which is really, really terrible. So whether or not it's actually that, you know, you just need to get more reviews and you need to get more higher reviews is going to directly influence your ranking, I think the jury's still out there. But regardless, I think there's a second order benefit of getting good quality reviews on your Google business page. Of course, not only does it get you more business when you are seen, but also if you have more reviews and those reviews are a higher average, you're going to get a higher click-through rate on your listing, which is going to show Google that your listing is more relevant for the search. And we know that that's the sort of feedback Google takes into consideration when it's deciding who to rank where. So I think the second order benefit makes sense. Of course, you're going to want to get as many reviews as you possibly can anyway, because that's just good practice. That's good marketing. But for visibility on local, I think it does make sense. And there is a case to be made that more and better reviews increases your ranking and visibility. Another couple points on reviews. Firstly, if you can reply to your reviews, that's a really great thing to do. Every business that's generating a decent volume of reviews is going to get some negative reviews from time to time. Of course, people are going to go straight to them. So make sure that you're answering any criticisms, that you're apologizing where you need to. It's also worth, you know, saying that it's very difficult to get negative reviews taken off Google, even if some of them are done by competitors or people who are attacking you or they're fake profiles or whatever. Very difficult to get those taken off. It's also really important to get a continual stream of new reviews coming to each of your locations, which brings me to this point of automating review collection. In my opinion, this is absolutely crucial, particularly if you're multi-location, because you need to be getting, if a customer comes to your, you know, your New York City store, you need to be collecting New York City reviews for that New York City store. If they then go to your New Jersey store, you need to be collecting New Jersey reviews for the New Jersey store, right? You need to be collecting specific reviews from customers that have been to your specific stores. So this is not the sort of thing that you want to be doing manually, i.e. sending people out links to each of your stores manually on a one-by-one basis. This is something that you want to automate. So how do you do this? Well, the first thing that you need to do is get your review request link. If you log into your Google business profile, you will get, you'll see a little option at the top of Google for ask for reviews. If you click on that, and if you need to see where this is, then you can just go and watch the video version of this podcast over on our YouTube channel. But if you click on that, you'll get a short link, which is something like g.page/. And then there's like a piece of the URL that directs people to that location, that business page. Now, if you copy those, you get make a spreadsheet of all of these links. So location and then the dedicated link for each of these different locations. Then you can build out email automations, which we've done this for clients. So when someone goes to one particular location and they become a customer, they sign up for the email list or whatever, we then automate an email going out to people who've been a customer at that location with the specific URL to leave a review for that location page on Google My Business. So this is really important because it means it's on autopilot. You're not relying on your staff asking people for reviews. You're not relying on people just using their own initiative to leave a review on Google, because that only happens for people that are absolutely livid. Most of the time, human initiative, sort of the decline of human initiative, correlates with the advent of the mobile phone. So we don't want to rely on human initiative at all. We want to have this automatically going out to people, accepting that we're going to get a very low conversion rate on these requests, right? You might ask 100 people for a review on Google My Business, you might get 10 reviews, and that's a pretty good conversion rate, right? So, you know, you need to accept you're going to be getting a low conversion rate, so therefore it needs to be automated. So you ideally want different email marketing streams going out to customers from each of your different locations with a link to leave a review for that location. If you need help with this, of course, Exposure Ninja, we can help you with this. And by the way, if you need help building your visibility through local SEO, you should request a free website and marketing review from the team here at Exposure Ninja. It's totally free. What we'll do is we'll have a look at your local visibility. We'll have a look at your competitors' local visibility as well. We'll have a look at what you're doing in some other areas of digital marketing, including paid search, paid social, your organic social. We'll give you some feedback on your website performance as well. We'll take all of these recommendations and observations and roll them into a 15 to 20 minute video, which we'll send to you free of charge to your email address, usually within 3 to 5 working days. Now, it's important to say not everybody is eligible for this free review. So you need to go to exposureninja.com/review and fill in a form to request your free review. If you're eligible, we'll do it. If you're not eligible, we'll send you something awesome, which is specific to, you know, where you're at with your business. We'll do what we can to help you. Okay, so go to exposureninja.com/review to request your free website and marketing review. Okay, so we've talked about picking up our reviews, and that's going to help give our business pages more visibility and help our click-through rates when people see them. Let's talk about one of the things that's more specific just to Google Maps ranking, and that is this idea of a name, address, phone number, or a citation, as it's also called. So just as with regular organic results, if we want to improve our ranking there, we can build links, and links are one of Google's measures of authority. So if a website has a lot of links from other websites, it's considered to be a high authority. But what about physical location businesses? Because they might not be getting links, and what do you even link to if it's an office building or if it's a store? Well, the equivalent is this NAP, this name, address, phone number. And this is the combination of the business name, the business address, and the business phone number. If Google sees this NAP lots of times across the internet, the implication, of course, is that lots of people are talking or referencing this business. So therefore, this location must be an authority. So it's our job when we're doing local SEO to make sure that your NAP is being seen in as many places as possible, and particularly the high relevant places. So what does this look like? Well, the first thing that we need to do is when we're working on a client with this is we standardize the format of the NAP. We agree exactly what the business is called, exactly how the address is formatted, and what the phone number is. We then use that NAP for all instances of that address and phone number. So we use them on the website, for example. If I go back to the self-storage website I was looking at, one of the first things you see on that dedicated page for that location is their name, address, and phone number in the same format that you see it listed everywhere else. So you list your NAP on your website, but you also list it in various types of directories online. You can list it in local magazines, local news sites that you have online. You know, every town or city has their own Surrey Live or New York Today, or, you know, whatever it might be called. And if you do any features, if you do any advertising, make sure that you've got your name, address, phone number being listed in the same format. But you can also find lots of local directories. So if you just go onto Google and search for local directories, you'll see there are tons of these things. In the UK, we've got stuff like Yell on the high street.co.uk, localpages.co.uk, local directory magazine. There's loads of these different types of local directories that you can get your business listed. It. And it's a fairly quick task to do. We do this at the start of any local SEO campaign, just blast through a whole list of local directories, making sure that our client is being featured in every single one of them with a standardized NAP format. The other type of directory that you can get listed in is like industry specific directories. So let's say that you're a lawyer, well, you might search for lawyer directories. If you're a lawyer in Los Angeles, you might search for Los Angeles lawyer directories. And with all of these directories, both the local and the industry specific, there's a whole load of rubbish out there, right? There are websites that have been set up just to generate leads of local businesses so that they can try and upsell them on various ambiguous SEO services. And most of the time it's complete junk. In fact, almost all the time it's complete junk. So if you're listing in any of these directories and they try and upsell you on featured visibility or, you know, SEO benefits or whatever, my advice would be just ignore all of that stuff. If it's like a really good quality trade directory and you think, actually, do you know what? Getting extra visibility or getting the sponsored position on this directory would be really good and I can make a business case for that, then great, do that. But if it's just for the SEO benefit, my advice is not to bother with that type of thing. And if you want to know how to find good quality directories, I think the simplest way of doing this is just to search for, you know, local directories or Los Angeles lawyer directories on Google, because then you're going to see the directories that are actually ranking, right? So the ones that Google thinks are at least have a reasonable amount of authority. Okay, so that's local directories. We've talked about your Google business page. We've talked about your reviews. We've talked about locally targeted pages on your website. Let's also talk about more than one Google business page if you have multiple locations. This is really important. I'm looking at our, a business that we've worked with. They're an audiology clinic, and we help them grow from 3 to 8 locations. Every single one of those locations has a specific Google business page for that location. Then they have dedicated reviews, they have unique pictures, they have unique information about that location. We're essentially treating this as like 8 different businesses. And of course, they all have dedicated location pages on their website. This is the ideal situation. Yes, it's work, but yes, it's worth it. Really important. Some people will say, well, I've got my business is located in one area, but how do I get visibility in a completely different area? My advice would be if you really want to target a city that you're not in, particularly if it's a very competitive city, you need some sort of physical presence. Now, it doesn't actually have to be. You don't have to necessarily open a huge office. Sometimes you can just have like a desk in an office or whatever. If you just want to get a Google business listing there, you can absolutely do that. So we've done this with clients where we've got them, you know, like a virtual office or whatever, and then we've got their address set up to be in that office. That's completely cool. That works as well. All right, let's talk about link building. So the other thing that's really important for both those location pages, as well as just generally increasing your visibility online, is getting links from other websites. Higher authority links, the better. And remember, the stuff that works for the general SEO is also going to improve your local SEO as well. Now, I've talked a bit about like local magazine, local news sites. Of course, getting featured in those is a great idea. You can also be pretty smart. So I'm looking at a page on the Leeds University website. Universities tend to have very high domain authority, tend to be very valuable links. And they've got this page, which is all about how to get to their university, in particular, driving to their university. To be honest, I'm not entirely sure why this page exists. It looks very old and it's very generic. But anyway, there is a section on this about if you need to hire a car. And there is links to 3 different car hire companies on this page. This is a great link, right? This is a great link if that link is going to the Leeds location page on each of these websites. Now, in this case, unfortunately, it's not going to the local page. It's just going to their homepage. It's still a decent link because it's from a high authority site. But it would be even better if the Leeds University page was driving to the, you know, the Avis Leeds rent-a-car page, that'll be much better. Unfortunately, it doesn't, but, you know, that type of strategy can work really well. So looking out for ways to get visibility on local business websites that, you know, you're going to be able to direct to specific location pages on your site, that's going to be really useful. Okay, before we go, I also want to touch on SGE and, you know, Google's new, or I guess the future, where this might go as Google rolls in AI search into its search results through SGE, which is its search generative experience, its generative search powered results. You've probably heard us talking about this before. I'm minorly obsessed with it because this is such a huge change to Google. Now, the thing about local results in SGE is at the moment, the local results seem to basically be just scraped from the regular Google local results. So I'm searching for private hospitals, New York City. The first three that Google SGE references are the same three that are listed in the regular map pack. So in this situation, you just want to get ranked in the map pack and then you'll be ranking in the local SGE results. There is also a carousel at the side of the SGE results. And if you don't know what a carousel is, we've talked more about SGE. Best thing to do probably is actually to go on YouTube and just search for SGE Exposure Ninja. You'll see all of our breakdowns on how to rank for SGE. We are world leaders in sharing information on how to do this. We've figured it out before this thing's even live, but we talk through carousel and stuff like that there. But a lot of local results will also include carousel results. So the way that you rank for those, we've covered in other videos, so I'm not going to go into that now. But basically, you need to be optimizing for local search using Map Pack if you want to get visibility in SGE as things stand. Now, of course, Google might add in specific filters. It might add in slightly different criteria for the SGE results over time. We will keep you updated. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast and our YouTube channel, and we'll share what we learn in the meantime. Now, I hope you've enjoyed this deep dive into local SEO. Who said that local SEO couldn't work in podcast format? Hopefully you've enjoyed me trying to explain all these websites and things to you today. If you have, please do leave us a review and rating on whatever podcast platform you're looking, you're using. And don't forget to request your free website and marketing review from the team here at Exposure Ninja. Just go to exposureninja.com/review. If you're looking for help with your local visibility, this is one of the things that we are extremely good at. So do contact us, or you can drop me an email personally, Tim@exposureninja.com, if you've ever got any questions. Until next time, see you soon.